me more power. I serve on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and I always ask the same question to all of our witnesses that are before us. Do we have to have more power or less power? And they all have said we have to have more power. And when you think about the data centers that are coming online, and again, people are using more and more things with their computers and their cell phones, et cetera, that there's a massive need for power for these. And it's predicted that by the end of next year, we'll still use between 4.5 to 6, maybe up to 8% more power on top of what we already have. So I'm a huge proponent of an all-of-the-above energy policy, which means you utilize everything we have in this country. Nuclear, if you want carbon-free, is becoming, right at the top of the list how we can do this. And so I've worked on legislation to make sure that we have the uranium out there that we have to have, and also looking at the new types of the advanced modular reactors out that we can have on the nuclear side. Also to use, the United States is the number one natural gas producer in the world. We need to be utilizing that. So when you think about everything that we have, we have to make sure we're using it. But at the same time, we have, even if you get the power, how are you going to get it from point A to point B? And, our grid is going to have to be totally upgraded. And I've worked on legislation to do that, to make sure that we get modernization out there, because our grid has to be able to handle that much more power going through it.